Welcome to the Tuesday, February 17th, 2009 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center Stormcast. This is Johannes Ulrich with the SANS Technology Institute. Today we have two topics I would like to discuss. The first one is just a very brief one in relation to the time.microsoft.com system that was apparently down, and then a little bit about BGP. So first, a little bit about time.microsoft.com. Time.microsoft.com is the default time server that's configured for most Windows systems. Windows will by default use time.microsoft.com as its NTP server. Now, NTP, the network time protocol, has become more and more important as logs become more and more important, and as the use of timestamps in authentication becomes more important, for example, for protocols like Kerberos. This weekend, quite a few people reported they had problems reaching time.microsoft.com. By now, I think all of that has been resolved. There appear to be a little bit a DNS problem with that. As an alternative, you can use pool.ntp.org. That's pool as in swimming pool, .ntp.org. The website at www.pool.ntp.org will tell you a little bit more about that. It's really just a set of volunteers that offer their NTP servers to participate in this global and shared resource. However, all of these external time servers, of course, have the fundamental problem that they could go down if your network connection goes down, and they're subject to being messed with. So one thing you may want to consider if you run a larger network is running your own internal NTP server that synchronizes via GPS. You can get some NTP servers that synchronize with the GSM, the cell phone network, or the standard clock operated by NIST out of Boulder, Colorado. A lot of the newer, better routers also have NTP servers built in, and particularly as a home user or a small network, one thing you may want to check is if the next router up at your ISP has an NTP server built in, and well, then you may as well use that server to synchronize your internal time. But now let's talk a little bit about BGP. And that really brings up the question, what is the internet? The internet is really a network of networks. The individual networks making up the internet are frequently referred to as autonomous systems. An autonomous system uses its own internal routing protocol and its own internal routing policy. Externally, it uses BGP, the Border Gateway Protocol, to figure out how to reach other networks that are connected to the internet. Each individual autonomous systems, or AS, how it's usually abbreviated, uses BGP to tell those other autonomous systems what IP addresses, what IP subnets it's responsible for. And in order to identify an AS, BGP uses an autonomous network number, or ASN. There's one resource that's quite useful if you're talking about BGP and autonomous systems and autonomous systems numbers, and that's the CIDR report. The CIDR report, you can find it at CIDR for CIDR-report.org. Currently lists about 30,000 ASs that are in use. Typically, to get an IS number, well, you have to be an ISP or larger corporation, and AS numbers until 2007 were defined as 16-bit integers. And I just told you that 30,627 AS numbers are in use currently. Many more are assigned, some are reserved. So coming up to that 65,535 limit, with RFC 4893, which was sort of finalized in 2007, 32-bit AS numbers were introduced. And these days, you still see almost exclusively 16-bit AS numbers. 32-bit AS numbers are written by just using a dot to delimit the two 16 bits. The old 16-bit AS numbers start with 0, so it's like 0.701 for the old 16-bit AS 701. Now, if you would like to get your own ASN, you have to talk to your local or your regional internet registry, like RIPE, ARIN, and so on, and they manage the ASN numbers for IANA. In order to qualify for an ASN, you typically need to prove that you have multiple uplinks, because that's when BGP and ASNs actually become important. At this point, again, according to the CIDR report, about 290,000 different prefixes, essentially subnets, are advertised by these 30,000 autonomous systems. Okay, but let's go back to BGP. What does one of these BGP messages look like? Well, you just got your new AS, let's call it AS701, because that's one of the big ASs out there. You got AS701, and you got some IP address space that's allocated to you. You configure your router now to advertise to its peers, hey, you can reach those IP address blocks, let's say 10/8, by routing your traffic to AS701. Your peers, the other routers you're peering with, your upstream routers, they're now propagating these messages, and they're just prepending their own AS number. So one of your ASs is 1, so it will say, hey, AS1 tells you it has a route to AS701, which knows how to get to 10/8. All of this really looks pretty simple. However, there's one fundamental problem here, and that's trust. Routers that receive these advertisements from their peers or peers of their peers have no real way to validate whether AS701 is actually responsible for 10/8. They just propagate these messages typically more or less blindly. And this is where the problems come in. Like, do you remember last year when YouTube went down for a lot of people? The problem was that Pakistan decided that, hey, it would be a good idea, because they had some problems with YouTube, to block YouTube from Pakistan. So what this big Pakistani ISP did is they announced a bogus route for the IP address space owned by YouTube. And this ISP's peers picked up that route and now kept advertising this route throughout the internet. And as a result, a lot of places within the internet that had no relation to Pakistan whatsoever were no longer able to reach YouTube. Now, BGP does allow for filtering, or better way to say it is, routers that support BGP allow you to filter BGP route announcements. But with all the dynamic routing happening on the internet, that's really hard to do for a BGP router. There's only some limited route filtering that you can do and that you should do if you operate a BGP router. And some of these filters you can put in is, for example, that you do not accept announcements for bogons. Bogons are IP address space that's not in use. Team Cymru, which I'm not sure if I pronounce it right, but it's spelled CYRMU, so CYRMU.com is a domain name they use, runs a bogon router, which basically just advertises these bogons, and so you don't have to update them yourself. You can just peer with their router and make sure that you're not accepting bogons being announced by rogue networks. Another thing, of course, you can do is, if you have customers of yours you exchange BGP sessions with, you know what IP address space is assigned to them, and then you can put in filters, hey, I'm only accepting BGP announcements from my customers if it relates to IP address space that's actually assigned to them. But now, all of this is fairly limited, and really a lot of it comes down to trust. And then, of course, we have incidents like today, or yesterday by the time you listen to that. One particular AS started advertising just bogus routes that made no sense whatsoever. In this particular case, it was AS47868. What they did is they advertised a very large route. The route they advertised included their own AS multiple times, which, well, isn't supposed to happen. A router is never supposed to propagate a route that lists itself as one of the prior hops. but well, this AS did it. And as a result, you ended up with this overly large routes that then caused routers to fail and BGP sessions to fail and being reset. And again, this simple configuration mistake or bug or whatever it was caused sort of a cascade effect by these routes being propagated, causing routers to fail. And again, we had routing issues. Well, so much about BGP. We're running way over today. Sorry for that. We're over 10 minutes already. But I did want to give you this little primer about BGP, and maybe that's something I will come back to and revisit in later Stormcasts. With that, have a good day, and thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing to the Science Edit Storm Center Stormcast.